Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Welcome to the Journey Now podcast. My name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors here at Journey Church, and we are in day three of a special series this week. We are sharing what we are learning as we study together through Letitia Morrison's Be the Bridge. It's a five-day devotional, and it's taken from her book of the same name and published on the YouVersion Bible app. We invite you to download that study and join us all week. This morning, we take a look at our national identity. I am a born and raised American, and I identify with our country's tradition of rugged Western individualism. But that individualism makes it harder for me to think in terms of a shared identity. Well, don't get me wrong, I understand the sense of belonging that's at the core of our patriotism. But as a pastor, my lifelong allegiance is to Christ and to the church, much more so than to my country. But my proudest moments as an American have been when I have seen this country be compassionate with its power, when we help other countries in need, when we help our own people in their distress. It's in times like those where I actually have had the opportunity to participate, most recently in the tornado recovery effort here in Nashville, that I identify with our country. Yet, if I identify with the country that gets it right, when it gets it right, I also find myself embarrassed when we fall short. I'm not even always certain of which is which anymore, because sometimes it takes history to underline our errors. In the meantime, I intend to pay attention to what is happening around me now and to reflect that judgment in my own actions. As a Jesus follower, I want decency and fairness to have the upper hand in this world, and I want to participate in what will make my country more just, not just for me, but for everyone. But I know that racism is alive and breathing in our culture. It shows up in subtle ways like segregated zoning of school districts and more obvious ones in our courts and penitentiaries. In today's Be the Bridge reading, Letitia Morrison asks each of us to consider identifying with our country and our history, and to own that history that makes us great and lament the things that have held people down, as Pastor Susie spoke about yesterday. This is not about our individual personhood. It's about us as a nation and a people. If you read the Old Testament, you will find a pattern repeated over and over again. The nation of Israel was to be a unique group of people in all the world whose lives pointed to the one true and living God. Despite this, we read in the book of Judges how they repeatedly strayed from God. Judges 2, 18 through 22 says this, "Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them. But when the judge died, the people returned to ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors, following other gods and serving and worshiping them. They refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, 'Because this nation has violated the covenant I ordained for their ancestors and has not listened to me, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died. I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did.' I'm sure that during these times, there were people who were faithful to God. Yet the whole nation felt the weight of its sins. Even the faithful fell under the judgment God sent to correct them. Whether they were personally guilty or not, they were part of the nation. That pattern continues through the entire Old Testament. Prophets warned the people of God to repent and return to him. Some do and others don't. But the whole nation receives God's blessings or God's judgments for their response to the warnings from the nation's sins. Today I'm asking you to consider racism not just as an individual, but as a citizen of a country and a world that has fallen short of God's glory. If we accept that culture and remain silent, aren't we accepting behaviors and attitudes that reject God's kingdom? in Letitia Morrison's verse for today, the priest Ezra, though he is personally blameless for the current failings of the nation Israel, when he writes, he falls to his knees praying, I am too ashamed and disgraced, my God, to lift up my face to you because our sins are higher than our heads and our guilt has reached to the heavens. From the days of our ancestors until now, our guilt has been great. Ezra identifies with his nation's shared guilt. He's part of the nation of Israel, so he acknowledges his part in the sin. Could today be one of our Ezra moments? Is it one of those points in history as Jesus followers where we become aware of the way that people are being discriminated against in our country? Are we paying attention? Are we passive when we see the injustices? Are we willing to see the plight of all the people around us? Are we willing to forgo our comfortable silence? As Americans, if we're willing to own the things that make us proud to be American, shouldn't we be brave enough to own the things that make us cringe? And will we really pray for God's kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven? My prayer today is that you just ask the question, as Americans, can we do better? Have a great day in Jesus.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.